This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian troops have struck a strategic bridge essential for Moscow to supply its forces occupying the country's south. The deputy head of the Moscow-appointed administration for the Kherson region said the Ukrainian military struck the Antonivsky Bridge across the Dnieper River late Tuesday. He said the bridge remained standing, but its surface was pierced with holes, forcing a halt to traffic. The 1.4-kilometer quake, the 1.4-kilometer bridge, sustained serious damage in the previous Ukrainian shelling last week when it received multiple hits. It was closed for trucks but had remained open for passenger vehicles until the strike late Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden and Xi Jinping will speak Thursday, according to a U.S. official, their first conversation in 4 months, coming amid new tensions between Washington and Beijing over China's claims on Taiwan. The planned talks between the two leaders, the fifth in a series of regular check-ins, have been in the works for weeks. But the possibility of a visit to Taiwan by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the top congressional Democrat and second in line of succession to the presidency, has added fresh strain to the complicated relationship. Beijing is warning that it will take forceful measures should Pelosi visit the self-ruled island of Taiwan that China claims as part of its territory.
It was very strong. It's stronger than the usual.
That was Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. about a strong earthquake that has killed at least four people, injured dozens, and damaged buildings in the northern part of the country. Patients were briefly evacuated from two hospitals in the capital. President Marcos said the chandelier swayed and clanked in the presidential palace. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has improved enough from his coronavirus infection that he's able to resume his regular exercise routine. That's according to an update Tuesday from his doctor. Dr. Kevin O'Connor wrote that Mr. Biden's symptoms, quote, have now almost completely resolved and all of his vital signs are good. Meeting virtually with South Korean president business executives, President Biden says he's near the end of his COVID isolation.
I'm feeling great. I hope it comes across that way as well. I hope I look as great as I feel here. But, you know, and you're well, you know what I mean. I hope that sounded awful, didn't it? I never look that good. I hope I look as good as I usually do, which is not that good.
Mr. Biden took his fifth and final dose of Paxlovid, which is intended to prevent severe symptoms from COVID-19, on Monday night. He continues to isolate in the White House residence. If he tests negative, he will return to work in person. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Mike Pence had speeches that put the GOP's stark divide on display. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Former President Donald Trump and his former Vice President Mike Pence were both in Washington Tuesday in separate and starkly different appearances. Trump was back in the nation's capital for the first time since Inauguration Day 2021. While critical of the Biden administration, Trump also resurrected the 2020 election.
I always say I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes.
At a separate event, Pence said it's time to move on.
I believe conservatives must focus on the future to win back America.
Polls show Trump remains by far the top choice among Republican primary voters, with Pence far behind. And Trump teased he may run again.
We may just have to do it again. We have to straighten out our platform.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. economy is caught in an awkward, painful place, a confusing one, too. Growth appears to be sputtering. Home sales are tumbling, and economists warn of a potential recession ahead. But consumers keep spending, businesses keep posting profits, and the economy keeps adding hundreds of thousands of jobs each month. In the midst of it all, prices have accelerated to four-decade highs, and the Federal Reserve is desperately trying to douse the inflationary flames with higher interest rates. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane.